This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley, sitting in for Terry Gross.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And it's just great balls of fire.
We're remembering rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis, who died October 28th at age 87, with excerpts from two interviews from our archives. In the second half of the show, we'll listen back to Terry's interview with Myra Lewis Williams, who was married to Jerry Lee when she was 13. They were cousins. The scandal which followed their marriage ended Jerry Lee's career as a rock and roll superstar, but he later found redemption in performing country music. We'll kick things off with an interview Terry did with Jerry Lee's younger sister, pianist and singer Linda Gale Lewis. Before Jerry Lee Lewis became a star, their family lived in a shack in Faraday, Louisiana. Linda learned to play piano from watching her brother. They started performing together when she was 14 in the early 1960s. They recorded together, and she toured with him for many years in the 60s and 70s before going off on her own. Linda Gale Lewis was on Fresh Air in 2018, along with singer, songwriter, and guitarist Robbie Foulkes. They had just put out a record together called Wild, Wild, Wild. Here's the opening track featuring Linda Gale Lewis on piano and vocals.
Jump rope. I was playing the men for fools. I was drowning in a sea of whiskey when they were dreaming about Liverpool. Ever since I was a child, I was fast and wild. I guess I'm a wild one still. 'Cause when they say you can't, Linda Gale Lewis, welcome to Fresh Air. Robbie Foulkes, welcome back to Fresh Air, and congratulations on your album, Wild, Wild, Wild. So, Linda, we just heard a sample of your piano style, which is very similar to your brother Jerry Lee Lewis's piano style, but you didn't start playing until you were 30 or 40 or something?
I was actually 40. You know, I knew the basic chords on the piano, you know, like for just accompanying myself if I was writing a song or just singing a gospel song or a country song or something. But I didn't know how to play rock and roll or boogie-woogie because I'd been on the road with my brother, so that wasn't needed in our act. When I left his band, it was necessary for me to figure it out, and thank goodness he had shown me a lot of things that I fortunately could remember.
What did he show you?
He showed me basically this, I call it the Jerry Lee Lewis invention, because it's kind of like a Bach invention, only it's for boogie-woogie and rock and roll. He came up with this thing for me to play, and he said, if you play this, and you start out really slow, and then work up to speed, then it will open up everything for you, and you'll be able to play rock and roll and boogie-woogie piano.
What about the glissandos where you slide down the notes of the piano?
That just comes naturally to me.
I always think it must tear up your hands.
It does.
Does it? Okay. You're both from very different backgrounds. So, Linda, let me ask you. You grew up in a shack in Louisiana. Would you describe the shack for us?
Well, it was this gray building that was kind of like holes in it in places, and we didn't have a bathroom on the inside. We had to bathe in a tin tub out on the porch in the summer or in the kitchen where there's heat in the winter. It was tough. It was hard living there. And it was embarrassing for me when I'd get off the school bus because
most of the other kids weren't as poor.
I didn't see any other shacks exactly like that one, maybe one or two, but still, when it's you getting off the bus and it's your shack, it's embarrassing. So it was hard for me. But, you know, I was able to leave there pretty early because, you know, my brother got us out of there when I was 10 years old.
Well, yeah, because, you know, he became famous as Jerry Lee Lewis. He signed with Sun Records, and people know where that story went. So it must have really profoundly affected your family life when there was money coming in and he became famous.
Oh, it was wonderful. We went to Memphis. I remember our first trip to Memphis. It was so great. But, of course, the main thing that I remember is that Jerry bought us a new house in town, a nice brick home with everything, bathroom on the inside. It was lovely. And he gave us $1,000 to go shopping. My mama had two dresses, one to wear to church and one to wear at home. That's all she had. And we took $1,000 to Doris's dress shop in Faraday, Louisiana, and bought everything they had in our sizes.
Everyone in your family made music, right?
Well, yes. My mama was a great singer. She was the song leader in our church. And Daddy played guitar, and he played a little bit of piano.
So one thing you have in common in terms of your background is I think, you know, you both grew up in musical families, although, Linda, there was a famous person in your family. Well, not just Jerry Lee Lewis. Jimmy Swaggart is your cousin, and he's like the famous televangelist. A famous televangelist preacher, but he performed in those shows too, didn't he? Like sing and play?
Yes, he did, and he's a wonderful piano player, and he is a wonderful singer, and great singer, and he's a great preacher, and he was off of TV for a while because of the scandal, but he's back on now.
Right, and the scandal involved a prostitute and pornography.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hello.
Although there are some little old ladies that think that he was framed.
Is that true?
I did have a couple of people tell me that, yes.
But you don't think he was framed?
Well, I think that's far-fetched.
Okay.
I love Jimmy, and I wouldn't say anything bad about him, but that'd be a bit far-fetched.
Okay. And did you both grow up singing in church a lot, too?
I did a little bit, yeah. And
I did a lot.
Yeah.
Did you sing a lot of church songs at home, even though you just did a little singing in church, Robbie?
You know, I'm trying to remember. I did a lot of singing with my family, and I stopped going to church partly because we were living so far from anything, and I didn't have transportation. My parents weren't churchgoers, but I think I stopped going to church around age 13, and they were largely like Methodist churches with uninteresting hymnal singing. They weren't like the real cool music that Linda was probably doing.
So, Linda, I think your family helped build the church that your family belonged to?
Well, they did. You know, it was a Holy Roller church, so it wasn't so popular. In our little town of Faraday, you'd have like 1,000 people attending the Baptist church and maybe 500 the Methodist and 200 Catholics and about 50 Pentecostals.
And that was your church?
And that was our church.
So what kind of music was in the church?
Oh, it was great music, and Robbie would have loved it. You know, he'd probably been finding a way to get to church if he'd gone to that one. It was just, you know, it was wonderful music, upbeat most of the time, not all the time, but it was very emotional, though. I mean, sometimes it was frightening and sad, but when they did those songs like I'll Fly Away and stuff like that, it was absolutely wonderful.
I'm wondering if your brother and you first got your hands on a piano in church, because if you were living in a shack, I doubt there was a piano in the shack.
Well, my mom and daddy found a way to get my brother a piano when he was 8 years old.
In the shack?
Yeah, and I guess, yeah.
In the shack with the holes in it?
We were definitely in the shack with the holes in it.
It was at your aunt's house, yeah?
Well, they bought it from my aunt. Mm-hmm. My aunt Eva had a piano she'd bought for her daughter, Norma Jean. And Norma Jean just wouldn't take the lessons and play the piano, so she said she just wanted to sell it. So she sold it to my mom and daddy, and daddy moved that piano downstairs by himself.
No.
Because they lived up over their cafe that they had. They had a cafe, and they lived up over it, so it was upstairs. And Jerry told me, he said, I can't believe how daddy could move that piano down those stairs by himself. It was an upright piano. My brother still has it.
Wow.
Linda Gail Lewis, the younger sister of Jerry Lee Lewis. She spoke with Terry Gross in 2018, along with songwriter, singer, and guitarist Robbie Foulkes. We'll hear more after a break. This is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. Let's return to the interview and performance from our archives with pianist and singer Linda Gail Lewis, the younger sister of Jerry Lee Lewis, and singer-songwriter Robbie Foulkes. They were on Fresh Air in 2018 after putting out their record, Wild, Wild, Wild.
So you sing great harmonies together. Did that come naturally? I mean, Linda, you've certainly sang a lot of harmonies with your brother in
well,
the past.
Well, I have. You know, my brother's a great singer, and so is Robbie. So it reminds me of doing duets with my brother. And it wasn't hard for me to sing with Robbie. I love singing with him.
Can I ask you to do a song that you also do on the new album, Wild, Wild, Wild? I'm going to ask you to sing your duet of On the Jericho Road. And did you both know the song before you decided to do it together?
Well, I was sitting at a Burger King in Tromsø, Norway. I got an email from Robbie saying, well, we need to do some gospel. And I suggested Jericho Road, didn't I, Robbie?
You did, yeah. And you directed me to Jerry's insane performance of it with unbelievable piano solo. Yeah.
And then I immediately told you I'm not playing that piano solo. I made you play the guitar solo.
You made me play the guitar. And for
not really,
or worse,
but I asked you to.
This is what we came up with.
As you travel along on the Jericho Road, there's room for just two. Brother, don't carry a load. Just bring it to Christ. Your sins I'll confess on the Jericho Road. Your heart He will bless
on the Jericho Road.
On the Jericho Road.
There's room for just two.
There's room for just two.
No more or no less.
No more or no less.
Only Jesus and you.
Just Jesus and you.
Oh, each burden He'll bear. Each sorrow He'll share. There's never a care. Precious Jesus is there. There's never a care. Precious Jesus is there.
Oh, thank you for that. I loved it.
Warts and all.
Oh, that was wonderful. And let me reintroduce you. My guests are Robbie Foulkes, songwriter, singer, guitarist, and Linda Gail Lewis, who's a pianist and singer and sometimes songwriter as well, and also the sister of Jerry Lee Lewis. So we just heard you sing On the Jericho Road, which is a very Christian song. And Linda, I think you're still in the church.
Well, I'm not exactly in a church. They won't have me. But I am a Christian.
So, but you're still deeply a Christian.
Yeah, I haven't found one that would agree with everything I do. But but yes, I do go to church occasionally, but I don't like belong to a church. But I'm very spiritual, and I love the Lord.
And Robbie, as I remember from our last interview, you completely moved away from the church.
Yeah, I'm an atheist, which I haven't really discussed with Linda until this moment. But there it is.
Are you okay with that, Linda?
I already knew that he was an atheist. I read it on one of those social media things.
Your secret is long out.
Yeah, cat's out of the bag.
But you still love singing those songs.
I really do. I mean, they're great songs. I mean, songs about belief. You know, that's what makes a love song great, because you believe it when you sing it. Mm-hmm. And songs about transcendental belief, to me, are all the more powerful.
Linda, what did your parents think, being such church people, when Jerry Lee Lewis, along with you, his younger sister, started performing these like wild songs, totally secular, kind of blasphemous probably within your church? So how did that go over in the family? Now, granted, he was bringing in a lot of money and got the family out of poverty, so I'm sure they like that. But there was a lot that went along with that.
Well, you know, my parents defended my brother always, and they didn't necessarily agree with his theory, which is that he was doing the devil's music. They didn't really feel that like he did. But the people in the church weren't happy with us. I mean, Mama would still go, and she'd take me with her a lot of times. And people weren't all that nice to us in the church anymore. But Jerry feels like, you know, he used to feel like that was the devil's music. I don't know if he feels that way so much now. I think he's mellowed on that.
Did you ever feel like you were going to go to hell because of the music you were playing or the life you were living?
I never felt that way.
Even when you were young? And
well, when I was young, I was scared to death.
Of hell?
Of hell. I mean, those preachers would preach those sermons and would scare you to death.
Sure, but then you're going from that to, I mean, you were married at the age of 14. You were drinking. You were on the road with your brother. I mean, that is not like what would be defined as the righteous life, if you want. Do you know what I'm saying?
I was pretty crazy as a kid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I admit that. So yes, I was.
In those early days of being wild, as in Wild, 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 the album title.
Back in the day.
did you worry about hell? Did you worry about, you know, not being redeemed?
Maybe a little bit when I wasn't drinking Wild Turkey and 7-Up. And had a chance to think about it. But yes, I probably did worry about it. But I've just always felt like that Jesus forgives us of our sins, because that's what the Bible says. And a lot of people miss that. And they have all these ideas about what you can do and you can't do.
Tell us a little bit about what it was like to be performing with your brother when you were in your early teens.
It was wonderful. It was absolutely great. I wanted so much to go on the road with him. And, of course, I was in school. But then I met this guy and fell in love with him, and we got married. But it only lasted for, I think, a few months. It wasn't long at all. And I ended up with a divorce. And then I said, well, I can't really go back to school, because I've just gone through this divorce, so how about me going on the road with you, Jerry? And he took me on the road.
So you met Elvis Presley. You probably met all the rockabilly performers and a lot of other now famous performers, too.
It's been absolutely wonderful. I mean, Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Fats Domino was a lovely man. It was so great being around all those guys.
So we've heard you do duets together, and you've also both recorded a lot solo. What are some of the pleasures of singing harmony?
I feel it's kind of hard to describe. It's like the pleasure, as I was saying earlier, of dancing with an excellent partner, and it's like the pleasure of falling down on a nice soft bed, you know. And when you sing with a great partner, like I get to do with Linda, it really is almost like falling into a bed, and it's thoughtlessness and comfort and the good feeling. And I wish I could be more scientific about it. It's a good feeling.
I enjoy harmonizing. Of course, I did with my brother and with my sister, Frankie Jean. Uh-huh. And then now my son and my daughter sing with me. And that's a lot of fun when we do that.
Oh, that's great.
Woman plus man is an especially potent thing, though, at least in country music, don't you think?
Oh, yes, of course. And the thing that mostly that I would do with my kids would be like gospel or folk music or something. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the country songs with a man and a woman singing a duet, I think it's really great.
It has been so great to have you both here. Thank you for being so generous playing your music for us. I really loved hearing it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry. It's a great pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Pianist and singer Linda Gail Lewis, the younger sister of Jerry Lee Lewis. She spoke with Terry Gross in 2018, along with songwriter, singer, and guitarist Robbie Foulkes. The record they put out together is called Wild, Wild, Wild. Linda Gail Lewis toured with her brother Jerry Lee in the 60s and 70s. Here's a duet from a record they put out in 1969. The name of the album is Together. The song is called Secret Places.
We've loved each other all these years, We've lived with constant shame and fear, but we'll go on and live our love tonight in secret places. Secret places, hidden places, that's all.
I'm David Biancooley, and this is Fresh Air.